Shabbos. A good Erev Shabbos, everybody. Good Erev Shabbos. Shabbos, are you Shabbos? Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. I want to thank our generous Twin Friday into Erev Shabbos series sponsor, our dear friends, mainly in support of Fishman. Schutz for Chayyav Kabbalah, support of Fredo, Namely Rebbe Jonathan Sachs, Rebbe Yaakov, Tzvi, David Aryeh. With the privilege of being at a beautiful simcha earlier this week, the Fishman's Beit, Mazel Tov to them on the beautiful, beautiful wedding of their son. Should have only simchas, only nachas. That is the siren. It means that Shabbos is coming, and it's time for us to get ready. Lekavod Shabbos Kodesh. We have been back inside learning Bayam Derechach Rav Itzchak Meir Morgenstern. But before we go back to the text we had learning, let me share with you quickly the Slonim Rebbe, the great Rav Shlomo Noach Berzovsky. On this week's Parsha Lech Lecha, Avram is instructed to leave his ancestral home, leave everything he knows, and Lech Lecha, go. But where? El Ha'aretz Asher Ar'eka, to the land I will show you. Hashem didn't give coordinates. He didn't give a destination. He did not provide the address. So where was he meant to go? How did Avram know where he was meant to go? Where does a Jew belong? Listen to what the Slonim Rebbe says. We'll speak more about this at our beautiful, very inspiring Shalashuddas that we have at BRS every week. But just to give you a little taste, a little forespice. Isa Bebeis Avram, the Beis Avram of Slonim. De Ar'eka, the land that I will show you, Ar'eka, Begematria Shabbos. Now, how that works exactly, Oschof, Ola Tov Kuf. There's some gematria rules that you have to apply, but when you apply them, Ar'eka is the same numerical value as the word Shabbos. And says the Slonim Rebbe, Alpiza Yivur, Maim Arakos of Lech Lecha Me'artzacha, Umi Maladetcha, Beis Avicha, El Arta Sher Ar'eka.
In the very first communication, first time God speaks to Avram in the whole Torah, he teaches them,
do you want to get to the upper land? Do you want to get to a place in which you feel the divine? Do you want to get to a place of enlightenment? Do you want to get to a place of peace and tranquility and calm? Do you want to go to a place of blessing? Do you know where to go? El ha'aretz asher ar'eka. Ar'ekra is gematria Shabbos. The land, it says the Slonim Rebbe, tradition from the Beis Avram, the place that you need to go is immerse yourself in Shabbos. Essentially, what the Slonim Rebbe's tradition, the Beis Avram, is telling us based on gematria is Shabbos is the promised land. All week long we work and we toil. All week long we navigate. All week long we search and we look. And do you know the destination? Do you know the promised land? It's Shabbos. When a Jew is able to discover, immerse ourselves in Shabbos, when we are ever to find the peace, the tranquility, the joy, the happiness, the quiet of Shabbos, we have found our promised land. You want contact with divine, you want access to upstairs, our Ekka, the land I will show you, is Shabbos. We'll talk more about that at our beautiful Shalash. Back to Rav Itzchak Meir Morgenstern, Bayam Derechacha. And he was telling us the very first ingredient to tapping into the divine, to feeling the light of Shabbos, to unburden ourselves, to lift that weight off our shoulders, to feel that closeness and that connection with Hashem of Shabbos, the very first thing that we need to do is we need to want it. We need to yearn for it. We need to have an ambition and an aspiration to have it. We talked about there is light all around us, but the shades are closed. The curtains are closed shut, and the light can't get in. Erev Shabbos is the time to begin to open the shades. Pull back, draw the curtains. It's the time, is draw mean close or open? It's the time for us to be able to let the light in. The light of Shechina, the light of the divine, the light of Hashem, the light of peace, the light of tranquility, the light of joy, the light of happiness. We let that light in when we remove the filter, we remove the shade, we take away the curtain. And that is our task on Erev Shabbos. Begin to transition. Transition from the chaos, the hustle and bustle, the technology. Transition from the disappointment, the hurt, the frustration, into the peace, the serenity, the joy, the fulfillment, the happiness of Shabbos. When a person turns and genuinely, authentically, personally searches for Hashem, person will find happiness and joy. When you make that contact with that light, why is it that you skip away from Ne'ilah? The end of Yom Kippur, after fasting, not eating for 25 hours, there's a skip in your step from Ne'ilah. Because when you make contact, when you touch the divine, when you feel a connection to Hashem, you're energized by that. Life is illuminated, enlightened. Bizgalas or Hashem Yisbarach. Gambali kesher le'ich zeh mizgala etzli.
Even without achieving the goal, simply having that goal,
stating that goal, pursuing that goal, is already an enormous value. You don't have to arrive, and you don't have to complete, and you don't have to fulfill. But simply articulating that as a goal, simply making that an aspiration, being in pursuit of it, in and of itself already is to achieve part of the goal. So therefore, the very first step, the first ingredient in order to achieve the light of Shabbos, lahachlit l'chu v'nashuva el Hashem, kol echad l'fi madrigas. I'm ready to go home. I want to go home. All week long, we're ki'ilu on the road of our lives. And Shabbos, we get to go home, sleep in our bed. We get to be in the comfort and the embrace of Hashem. V'lizok hashiveinu Hashem elecha. And we cry out, Hashem, return me to you. Let us merit to be connected. And let all of our desire and all of our ambition, let all of our goals be to feel your presence in life, to feel your support and your love, to feel your guidance, to be grateful for your gifts. And my chias, my life force, my energy, my enthusiasm, my zest for life is all because of you. Because of Ofen Klali, all of this is general and generic. She'adim tzarech l'chapis v'laratzos as or hashchina. We have to search for and yearn for and look for the light of Shechina. V'laratzos l'achyos ha'mashem yizbarach b'cholev. And to want to live with Hashem with all of our hearts. You know, if a person is married with half their heart, if a person is only half into their parenting, if a person is only half into their job, then the results will show. The marriage is not going to have the satisfaction, the fulfillment, the romance, the love. The children will suffer from parents who only have one foot in the door, who are only half in. A Jew, a Yid, has to be on fire, says Gilad. A Jew has to be on fire, both feet in, full body, full enthusiasm, full heart, full soul, all in. So where do we get all in? And where do we immerse ourselves and put 2 feet in? When do we do that? Where do we do that? With the beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. It's with Shabbos. Shabbos, we escape. It's a place of refuge. Shabbos is that protection. Shabbos is that place that we go to renew relationship. It is the resort that we spend time with Hashem and that we rendezvous with our Creator. So, in very practical ways, on Shabbos, there's no technology buzzing and beeping and ringing. There's no to-do list that we can go out and we can do. We get this reprieve. We have a guilt-free day off. What do? We daven and we learn and we sing and we play and we read and we laugh. Who's doing that in the world today? Nobody's carving that time, making that space, opening up that margin. But we do in Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh Yad Matana Mehashem Yisbarach. Shabbos is a gift from God. Matana Tov Yesh Li Bebeis Kan Azai V'Shabbos Shema. The Gemara Chazal Rabbis tell us that Hashem says, I have a great gift for you. It's in my storehouse. I protect it. It's secret. It's not for the rest of the world. The rest of the world can read the Bible. The rest of the world can volunteer other mitzvos. But Shabbos, Goyish Shabbos Chayiv Misa, a non-Jew is not allowed to fully keep Shabbos. Shabbos Hashem Yisbarach Megal Lanu Es Etzem Oro. God reveals to us the source of His light. Poseach Lanu Es Hayecholos Nakir B'Shkinaso. The whole week there's a cataract. There's a cloud. There's a filter. You can't see Him. We're struggling. A little breakthrough light. If you look, maybe between the clouds you could find Him. But Shabbos, all the clouds dissipate and they're removed. There's a clear sky and the sun shines right through. The light of Hashem comes through. Motzei Shabbos after Avdalah, the clouds may or will return. The clouds of the challenges and the frustrations, the challenges of the pain and disappointments, the challenges of the chaos and the to-do, the challenges of the pressure and the anxiety, they may and very likely will return. But for Shabbos, those clouds, they dissipate, they disappear. It's a beautiful clear sky. In the light of the Shechina of Hashem, it's a taste of the world to come. We have the gift of the ability to lose ourselves in Shabbos. To lose ourselves in Shabbos. Now here's the kicker though. The only way that we get that experience, the only way that this happens, if not if you begrudgingly roll into Shabbos, you're running late, you don't have time to shower, you make it to shul, and it's already halfway or more than that done, you come home and you begin yawning, and you say, let's get this over as quickly as possible, and you set the lights to go out to have the shortest meal that you could, and you're counting down, looking at your watch on the clocks everywhere, when will Shabbos end, and when can I turn on my technology? You will not then break through. You're still living in the darkest clouds. If you want the clouds to disappear and dissipate, if you want the sky to turn clear, if you want the light to shine through, you have to value it. People don't give gifts to someone who doesn't value that gift. Before you give a gift to that person, you want to know that they appreciate, that they value, that they cherish, that they want that gift. So if we want God to gift us that peace, that serenity, that experience of contact with Him, the Divine. So the prerequisite to Hashem giving us this gift is for Him to feel that we value it. And that's really the inventory. That is really what we need to do to check ourselves on Erev Shabbos. To be able to have some self-awareness. Do I value Shabbos? Do I count down to when Shabbos begins or it ends? Am I excited? Am I energized? Am I invested? Do I prepare? Not only the food, but divrei Torah, songs, provocative questions, stories. Do I love? Do I value? Do I cherish Shabbos? People only give that gift to the one who values it. We can get that gift called Shabbos if we truly value it. So wishing everyone a great Shabbos, peaceful Shabbos, a happy Shabbos, a holy Shabbos. Should be the most beautiful Shabbos. And join us in these closing moments. So we wait for that siren to ring in Shabbos, L'kavod Shabbos. L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. What are you going to do left? Time is running out. What will you do in the time that's remaining? To be ready. So Shabbos finds you waiting for her, not the other way around. Have a happy, a healthy, and a holy Shabbos.